Welcome to the Athletic NBA Show, Monday through on the Athletic Podcast Network.
Welcome to an emergency episode of the Athletic NBA Show podcast. I guess Basket Buds addendum. I don't know. You can listen to Basket Buds tomorrow. We had a great conversation. A great conversation about Kyrie Irving possibilities and what's going to happen and who's going to do what. And then like an hour later, he got traded. I'm Zach Harper. We got Mo Dakhil. We got Trevon Edwards. We got Jay King. We've got a Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks. Breaking news. Shams Charania broke the news. It's also Markieff Morris, if you didn't remember that he's on the Nets. He's also going to Dallas in exchange for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, an unprotected 2029 first round pick and a 2027 second round pick and a 2029 second round pick. And look, you'll hear it on Basket Buds tomorrow. This is shocking to us. We all kind of wonder, why is Dallas in the mix here? Like, sure, Jason Kidd wants to coach him, thinks he can do it, right? And yeah, Nico Harrison, relationship from the whole, you know, Nike days. But I gotta admit, like, I'm completely shocked. I thought this was the last team of the four mentioned between him or between Dallas, Phoenix, and both LA teams. I thought this is the last one that would get the deal done. So what do I know, like, that this gets moved through? But first and foremost, like, I'll just tell you, like, the stuff I heard immediately after the trade broke, I start texting people because I, you know, I'd been in contact with some people, not trying to report anything, just trying to get a handle, like, what's this week going to be like? The four executives I text, all shocked. All like, yo, right. we didn't think Cuban was going to pull the trigger because it sounded like Kyrie maybe doesn't want to play with Luka Doncic, or maybe that's not a mix or whatever. And now it's, you know, Mo, I just submitted my trade grades, which you can read on The Athletic. And I was like, I have more questions now about the fit than I did when I found out about the trade. Like, the more I think about it, the more questions I have.
Yeah, this is going to be, it's exactly that. Every hour that passes, I will have accumulated more questions.
Yeah.
As to, like, what are we doing here, Dallas? And first and foremost, like, their defense, and granted, it was bad to begin with, but holy shit, is this going to be terrible defensively?
No, and Kyrie's in the mix. Like, that's
like Christian Wood, Kyrie, and Luka. And
Luka.
Like, oh my God.
Yo, Reggie Bullock has got some work to do.
Reggie Bullock's already going like, I need a raise.
Better be legit.
they're going to give up between 115 and 130 a night.
And oh, easy. Between 115 and 130. Yeah.
Easy. But on paper, I mean, it's exciting. Shouts to Nico Harrison making the move. You know, Nike guys unite. Obviously, former Nike guys unite. Exactly.
Yeah.
But Luka endorsed it, and Mark Cuban, he's a gambler, so he's gonna make these type of shake things up. And it's also like a double, you know, middle finger up, flip the bird to the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like, right. Hey, from the Nets and from the Mavs. Like, look, I beat you at your game.
Yeah.
You know, take this, LeBron. And also, we're not giving Kyrie what he wants.
So the goal, Mo, is that the offense is going to be so transcendent, right? And they've had a good offense for most of the year, like a little bit ups and downs, but for the most part, top 10 offense. And I guess, like, if you're going to be that bad defensively, you have to be that good offensively to make up for it. And in theory, two offensive talents like Kyrie and Luka, that's a lot of scoring. That's a lot of creation. That's a lot of problems it can cause, but it's not a your turn, my turn situation. I would assume I like that's going to be on Jason Kidd to stagger minutes and see how they can make anybody work off ball.
Yeah, I think it starts with just the ball still has to start in Luka Doncic's hands. And I think to give Kyrie some credit on that end, there was a level of we saw that with the James Harden and KD run and stuff. Like, he actually played and cut a little bit more off ball and stuff like that. So there might be some more of that stuff.
And he played with LeBron, just who's like a, you know, not quite as high a usage rate, but also, you know, like similar moves style. The ball, like similar style, though, right? Yeah.
But like the things defenses will have to worry about is, you know, okay, Luka drives and the kickout goes to Kyrie. And now Kyrie drives and now you're
closing out on Kyrie.
Chaos.
What does that look like? Yeah.
you know, second side action when he comes in. Luka relocates. You have, you know, Reggie Bullock here. If Kleba's healthy and role, you know, playing well and things like that, like there's a lot of chaos with that mix there offensively. Like, yeah, I mean, they can score up to 115 and 130. Like, there's going to be a ton of close games just on the pure fact of it's no defense, but a ton of offense.
It's going to be fun. Like, I don't know if it's going to be good, but it's going to be fun.
Hey, Mark Cuban, thank you for making me interested in Mavericks games. Yeah.
Also, Mark Cuban, thanks for mixing it up a little bit, you know? Like, I
didn't expect this trade on Black History Month. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not expect this one.
I thought this was gonna ride out to Thursday. Like, we get this shit done early in the week. Like, now there are more dominoes to fall. But that's the big one. Jay, what's your reaction to this move? I can't imagine you're a fan of this.
It's just a huge risk for the Mavericks. Just enormous. Because you're not just risking that your defense will never be good enough. You're not risking that, you know, your current core. You are playing with Luka Doncic's future with the franchise. And it sounds way too early to start talking about that. But we've seen how Kyrie goes to places and destruction seems to follow. And he's never happy. He wasn't happy in Cleveland after they went to several straight finals. He wasn't happy in Boston where they had a ton of talent around him. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris. Like, they were just loaded. Wasn't happy in Brooklyn where he went with one of his good friends, Kevin Durant, and eventually left. And obviously his time there was not good. He doesn't play very often, sometimes for reasons outside of basketball, sometimes because he's been injury prone throughout his career. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a huge risk. I just think as much as Luka probably wants it now, there's a lot that comes with playing next to Kyrie Irving that you can't anticipate until he shows up and you see what it's like on a daily basis. And I think Kevin Durant, you know, he signed in Brooklyn to play with Kyrie Irving. He put his fortunes, tied them alongside Kyrie Irving. And I think there was a lot that went with that, that he wasn't anticipating. And sometimes, like I said, it was not basketball related. Sometimes it was. But there's always something with that guy. And I just think I understand why they make it, because he's an incredible basketball player. He's extremely, they're going to be so
historically talented
to guard.
Yeah, historically talented.
And they needed a second creator, a second playmaker next to Luka, somebody to make his life easier offensively. And so from the standpoint of all that, Kyrie makes perfect sense. He's the rare guy who's capable enough of helping you to a championship, who's not going to cost a ton because he's been so volatile for the past lifetime. But this could go very wrong. And I just think, you know, that I would be very nervous for the Mavericks. They are betting a lot on a guy who hasn't been reliable in a lot of different ways for years.
And what's funny, so I was on the radio Saturday night for Mad Dog Sports Radio, and we had someone call in who was a Lakers fan. He was like, I'm all in on a Kyrie trade. He said, if it works, they'll win a championship. If it doesn't work, it'll be incredible content. And I was like, that's supposed to be what I hope for, right? Like, just the incredible content or like the historically good thing. But this Lakers fan was like feeling that way. And maybe that's the same kind of vibe for Dallas of like, look, man, like, we're taking swings. And if you are worried about the future of Luka in Dallas, which I think it's way too early to start thinking about that.
What happens if Kyrie doesn't work out, though? Honestly.
But it's a valid concern. It's a valid concern. But aren't you showing Luka in some way? Yeah, we're willing to take swings to bring things. Right. Like, we took a swing with Kristaps, didn't work out. Took a swing with Kyrie, didn't work out. If it doesn't work out. Now, he may look at that and be like, yeah, but you're taking the bad swings and that's not working
out.
You're
swinging at bad pitches.
Yeah, exactly. But still, like, I do think there is something to that idea.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS. You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I mean, yeah. Look, they're 2.5 games out of the third place in the West right now. And who knows how the rest of the West shakes out and things like that. It's not conceivable. Like, they can come out of the West. The West is so wide open with all of this stuff. And there's no team you really feel confident about. So if you're Dallas, yeah, at least just looking at this season, why not? You got the way the team was currently constructed, what were they at best? A second round exit? Like, you know, it's
yeah. I mean, they made the conference finals last year. Like, there's not a huge change from, I mean, I guess Brunson, but like they had, you know, they had good offense and everything. Like, maybe I could see another conference finals run with this. Like, yeah, I think the ceiling is higher. I just think the floor is lava.
It's lava. It's a whole different. It's not a floor anymore.
It's a pit. But you just gotta avoid falling into that pit. What about Brooklyn's side of this? Like, it's funny. Like, you talk about what the return is. You know, Dinwiddie's been there before. He was successful there. I think it's a good fit with him returning there. I think Doe is probably the guy they hope Royce O'Neal is. Right. And Royce has been good. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think it's been a bad trade. But now you have two of those guys, and I think Doe is better at, especially defensively. Like, he's a beast defensively. The unprotected 2029 first round pick, that far down the road, it being unprotected, that's a big win. You can maybe move that for a star down the road, or you keep it and hope that Dallas crumbles and it becomes a very valuable pick. But I like the return. It doesn't seem like enough for someone of Kyrie's talents, but for the tainted reputation that Kyrie has, you know, kind of acquired, like Trey, like I think it's a pretty solid return.
Oh, this is culture reset. This is get bad juju out of the locker room. Let's get guys that are ready to play right now. Veteran guys that know their role, that are strong in their role. Spencer Dinwiddie is having a career year percentage wise. And then Doe, he comes in and, you know, could plug in and help on a defensive end and knock down a three. But they're not done yet. The 27 right. to 29, that's, they don't want that. They about to move that. So again, look at Joe Harris, look at Seth Curry, look at Patty Mills, even look at Ben Simmons potentially being on a move. I could see them swinging big for DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine. Yeah. You know, you never know. Anything could actually happen. Obviously, Chris Haynes reported that the Suns are prepared to offer something, but I'm prepared for some cookies right now. I don't think I'm going to get them. But realistically,
you can get cookies, man. You can get cookies. The Postmates.
I can go get cookies. Yeah. But don't think that the Brooklyn Nets are done. You know, they right now, you know, everybody expected a star to return. And that's not, you know, it's a gamble. When you deal with a player like Kyrie Irving on off the court issues. If he was no issue off the court, the return would be a little higher fee. But when you look at it like the Lakers offering Russell Westbrook in a first round pick, not enough. the Clippers potentially putting together a package, it wasn't enough to be appealing. And also, like I said, I mentioned, these are the things keeping Kyrie off the Lakers and then sending him to a place that, you know, he had to agree on, but potentially playing against a team that he really liked.
It's kind of wonderfully petty. You know, in a way.
Oh, it's so petty. It's so petty. Like,
it's kind of a great move by Sean Marks just in that sense, right?
This is by far the best player Luka's ever played with. Not even close.
Markieff Morris?
Yes, Markieff. I mean, Markieff.
Yeah, it's so far the best player he's played with.
You can see why they convinced themselves to do this.
Sure.
They're like, in Brooklyn this year, they just went 18-2 when they had Kyrie and Kevin Durant both healthy. They were basically unstoppable for a while. And so the offense is going to be spectacular. The shot making is going to be spectacular. Kyrie will have nights when he looks like the best player on planet Earth. It's the other nights that could derail
it's
them.
It's the off nights when there's no games. Nights. And
yeah.
When he's on Twitter. But I just want to piggyback
even
off what,
some game days, man. I don't know.
That's true. Some of those pregame press conferences could be interesting. Nick Friedell's probably the happiest dude right now.
Oh, yo. Shout out to Nick Friedell, man. Your job just got
really
but I want to piggyback off a lot off less interesting, Trace, though.
Now it's just for them, the Nets are in a position with assets to go do something and to go get more, even if it's not this trade deadline in the offseason to build a team the way they want to. They're no longer kind of sort of being held hostage in the Kyrie situation and things like that. It's got to be a great feeling in the area for the Nets front office right now, just going like, that's a weight off our shoulders. Let's go.
Shout out to Tim Cato. Congratulations on your job and what it just became.
It's going to be fascinating, though. It will be fascinating to watch. It'll be fascinating to see how it unfolds. Yeah. It'll be fascinating to see how Luka and Kyrie end up getting along. Will they like each other? Can they play with each other? How long will the honeymoon phase last? Like Kyrie, he's had honeymoon phases in places. He's had... Time. Sure. Obviously, he won a championship in Cleveland. Like, it can work with Kyrie on your roster. That Brooklyn team that first year, they were absolutely invincible, other than the injuries that they suffered. Like, I think that team is going to walk to a title. Honestly,
yeah. It also can be an international incident. We don't know. But hey, check out more coverage of the Kyrie trade on theathletic.com of the entire trade deadline madness leading up to 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. For Mo, for Trey, for Jay, I'm Zach. Keep it locked in on The Athletic and listen to a hilarious conversation that is now irrelevant tomorrow, but it was still a good conversation on the Basket Buds edition of The Athletic NBA Show podcast coming out on Monday. Make sure you're subscribed to the Bounce newsletter. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, all right there on The Athletic.